The Lord is leading us, dear heart dwellers. Today is August the 25th, 2015. And I had a really heavy grief today. I didn't know what it was, but it was just extremely heavy in my heart. Not sure exactly what it was, because there's some things about ISIS that are coming up again, as well as things that are about to happen in this country. But I wanted to mention one thing. We had a listener by the name of More Jesus. That was his YouTube name. And More Jesus, if you're out there, would you please PM us your email address? We'd like to be in touch with you. Thank you. So getting back to the Lord's heart, yeah, his heart was really, I was just feeling such grief in the pit of my stomach, in my soul, just such grief. And so I went into worship, and I have to tell you, it was really hard getting a message tonight. There was all kinds of interference and difficulty focusing on my behalf, on my part. And at one point, a lying spirit got in, and I knew something wasn't right, so I stopped. And Ezekiel helped me discern, and we got rid of that paragraph. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. I hate those things. I just hate them. Okay, so now for the real message and for what the Lord wanted to say tonight. Lord, I sense this heavy grief in your heart. You're wearing a black tuxedo, and I'm wearing a black satin evening gown with a gilded pink rose at the waistline. You've asked me to pray for my children and told me they are being sent back to me. What is this all about? Also, I see your eyes streaming with tears of sorrow. He began, "This is about the fall of your great nation through her economy. There will be dire results, homelessness and hunger. Deaths from lack of medication, though the living will in some cases be jealous of the dead. Riots, disorder, fighting in the streets, even your streets, as people seek sources of food. This is a very dark time we are entering upon. You have no need to worry. I will protect this property, this house, and all that concerns you shall be protected. There shall be desperate repercussions for many, though." And of course, what do? Right off the bat, start worrying. And he spoke to me and he said, "Didn't I tell you not to worry?" "I know, Lord, but I was thinking of the electricity. I was thinking about maybe looking into a wind generator or something like that." And Ezekiel went to the Lord for me and we got a thumbs down. So the Lord continued. He said, "Don't worry about anything. I have you completely covered." Okay, so what is tonight's message? You know, everyone is going to run for cover themselves before this crash comes. He continued, "Commerce is going to go on. E-commerce is going to go on. It is those dependent on government subsidies that are going to be hurting. Offices will close and no checks will be forthcoming. That is what is going to create the biggest disturbance. That is why I have told you not to have anything to do with the government and its subsidies. And for the reason that you are my servant, and as such, I pay your wage. Don't worry, I'm going to cover you. Some of those who have looked down upon you in scorn and contempt are going to be coming to you for help. It is my justice that the playing field should be leveled." Lord, this message is going to cause an uproar of fear. It's better to be prepared than to be taken by surprise. So how are your people who are reliant on Social Security going to fare? Hardly, but I will not leave them helpless. Are they not of more worth to me than sparrows whom I feed every day? I have my people, Claire. My people who have been set up to help others, where there is no help, I am to take up the difference. Does this scare you? No, Lord. Good. It shouldn't scare you or anyone else. I am faithful. I will do what is necessary for my flocks. Many who have relied solely on me in the past have suffered terrible ridicule, and I stood by silently watching. It is time for the haughty to be humbled. It is time for them to see those who put their trust in me will be provided for and providing for them. How degrading this attitude has been in the past. This is one attitude of my bride that I will have cleansed from her. And I was thinking at that point of a certain incident that happened with us over a year ago. And he said, yes, you may tell them your story. Well, there was one night, well over a year ago, when I went to a certain individual for help, and her relatives knew I was at the door and ignored me. Our water was to be turned off the next day, and we were desperate because Ezekiel had a medical situation that had to be maintained as well. This particular person the next day went with me on an errand, and I told him about our water situation, and he told me all about how the Lord had provided so well for him, how he was lacking nothing, and he had everything he needed. Oh, the Lord had been so good to him. On and on. I thought to myself, excuse me? I'm sitting here in dire need because our water was turned off today, and all you can tell me is about how faithful the Lord is to you? Are you rubbing salt in my wounds or what? I wanted to say it's the government that's paying your bills so you can live a comfortable life. But I thought to myself, perhaps the Lord is using the government in this situation. So I said nothing. Really, I couldn't fathom how anyone could be so callous. They knew we worked day and night on our teachings and music. I was constantly providing them with new teachings and new music. And I remember crying and saying, I don't understand this. We're serving the Lord with our whole hearts, relying on Him only. He's allowed the water to be turned off. And they just continued on about how faithful He had been to them. Not sure what they were thinking, or maybe not thinking. It was 3 days before we could have it turned back on, thanks to the kindness of another individual. Well, I have to be as Paul was. I know how to live in plenty, and I know how to live in want. And I guess that's the road ahead for us in America. And I have to say, in my experience in ministry, I don't ever want money to be an issue of any kind as to whether or not we do anything, in the sense that I'm not for sale. I would rather be poor and homeless out on the street with nothing to eat than sell myself for a donation. And that's just ridiculous. I just wouldn't do it. And we've been tested in that area for years. And we've come to that settled place that it's not worth it having anyone, try to manipulate us because they had money. So the Lord has kept us free from that, thank God, because I've seen so many ministers go down because they get overcommitted and get comfortable, and certain groups in the church that have the money start manipulating the messages. That's a terrible thing. So the Lord continued at this point, and He said, there will be much circumspection, reevaluation of goals, and past behaviors when they looked upon others as incompetent, sinful, and lazy. Thus I will humble my bride and call her into account for those times she failed to show mercy and leniency. Oh, how I love her, yet certain things are repugnant to me, and selfishness is one of them. Oh, Lord, I know I've been selfish too. Thank you for helping me to have a heart for those truly in need. It is so important to me that my ambassadors and brides reflect my mercy and provision to those who are in a weakened and tenuous situation. That is why I provide extra for many of my servants. I know they will use it on others, not on themselves. I count on that, Claire. I count on the mercy of those I give in abundance to. Not much longer now, my bride, and you will be with me. But in the meantime, reflect me to others. Be merciful, non-judgmental, and liberal, especially with the poor. I am calling on some of you now to be prepared for what is to come and share what you have with others. I will never fail to provide for you. The more you share, the more I shall give you. I love you dearly. Walk in my ways and my counsel.